Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart pants after you, Lord, for that something that's more than the norm. Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart pants after you, Lord, for that something that's more than this. King, Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart pants after you. Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart pants after you, Lord, for that something that's more. Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart pants after you, Lord. My heart pants.
Lord, I hunger. Lord, I hunger.
Lord, I hunger. Hunger and for you.
I desire.
Let that fire burn. And let that fire make the difference in the life of someone here today. Let that fire transform someone's life. Let that fire mark a change of story for someone here today. Blessed be your name and honor to your name. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. The Master is here. His power, His presence. Call on Him and whisper in a whisper. Thank you for this Holy Ghost service. Thank you because you are touching someone's life, changing someone's life, transforming someone beyond recognition. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Let us find you.
I welcome everyone here this morning. It's a Holy Ghost service. It's the Spirit of the Lord that will move here this morning, but the general theme here for this message is the spirit of wisdom. This month, we shall be looking at diverse angles of the spirit of God's wisdom, or the wisdom of God, as it pertains to release, to recoveries, and to replications. I believe your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. It said, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our first emphasis is the spirit of wisdom. We like to understand the spirit of wisdom first as an objective, and second, understanding access to divine wisdom by the Spirit of God. Scriptures make it clear that the spirit of wisdom is a major dimension of the operation of the Spirit of God. A major dimension of the operation of the Spirit of God. Now, wisdom, the wisdom of God is so critical that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are directly identified with wisdom. Look at the Father. In Romans chapter 16 and in verse 27, the Bible says concerning God, he said, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So we are dealing with the only wise God. What about the Son? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 1:24, the Bible said, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and he is the wisdom of God. So Jesus did not just have wisdom, he is the wisdom of God. What about the Holy Spirit? He is called the Spirit of Wisdom, according to what we saw in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of Wisdom. If the Father is the only wise God, and the Son of God is the wisdom of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Wisdom, then it is not possible to survive and succeed without wisdom. Also, notable personalities in Scripture walked in wisdom. Example number one, Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, the Bible said concerning Joshua, the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands upon him. He was full of the spirit of wisdom. A man can only give what he has. Moses laid wisdom on Joshua because he had wisdom. And by that wisdom, he wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy. By the wisdom of God. Talking about notable personalities. Two examples. Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 10 to 13. When Solomon asked God, the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because you have asked this thing, and you have not asked for thyself long life, neither have you asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but you have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment. He said, behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Wise and an understanding heart. If these people succeeded, survived, prevailed, made their marks in their generation by wisdom, then that wisdom is necessary. Somebody is receiving a baptism of the spirit of wisdom here this morning. If you are that one, shout the Lord and say amen. I wrote a book, To Be Wise, Be Wise and Rise. It's important to look through the content of that book. Be wise and rise. Then 10 principal secrets of principal people. What makes them to be where they are? Very, very critical. And then 21 foolish things people do. The truth of the matter is, if somebody here was wiser than how you are now, your life would have been brighter than how it is now. And so we are going to be looking at, and wisdom affects every area of our lives. It affects how we walk day to day. It affects our choice of friends and relationships. It affects our marital choices even. It affects our financial decisions. It affects the use of our time. It affects our productivity at the place of work. It affects practically everything. And so, what is wisdom? Especially the wisdom of God. What does the spirit of wisdom offer us? There are so many things that I will be saying, and I'll start with these in this service. Number one, the wisdom of God is supernatural access to answers and solutions. Supernatural access to answers and solutions. Supernatural access to life's answers and solutions. Whenever God enables you to access answers and to access solutions, you have just arrived at the place of wisdom. In Luke chapter 2 and in verse 47, concerning Jesus, the Bible said, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Verse 48, understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. At another place, from whence has this man this wisdom that such mighty works are done by his hands? I think that was Mark chapter 6, verse 2, thereabout. They were astonished at his answers. Truth of the matter is, that's right, what wisdom is this? Truth of the matter is, life is full of questions, but God is full of answers. Life is full of questions, and God is full of the answers. And we access the answers to the questions of life through the wisdom of God. We access the answers to the questions of life through the wisdom of God. Somebody say a loud amen. In Genesis chapter 41, there was a challenge in the land where there was going to be so many years of famine. You remember the dream that Pharaoh had, and there was going to be so many years of plenty and then years of famine that will follow. And by the wisdom of God, a man brought answers. His name was Joseph. In Genesis 41, chapter 41, verse 34, all the way to verse 40, the Bible said, Joseph told Pharaoh, let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in 7 years, in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Or the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thee. So wisdom is shown by God. When a man has answers from God, it is called the wisdom of God. I believe that there are people here today who are confronted with several questions. How do I move my life from where I am to where I need to move? How do I move my business to the next level? How do I handle this marital crisis I am facing? The answer is coming. Somebody believe the answer is coming. Shout the loudest. Amen. I prophesy the release of wisdom like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, what is the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God is access to and application of revelational light and insight from Scripture. Access to and then application of revelational light and insight from Scripture. The wisdom of God assists you to see out of Scripture what others can't see, and not just to see it, but empowers you to apply it. So wisdom, it's not just revelation. It's not just insight. Wisdom, the wisdom of God is applied revelation. Revelation applied. You know, there is chemistry and there is applied chemistry. There is mathematics and there is applied mathematics. There is physics and there is applied physics. It's the applied one that makes us to be using this microphone and have all this light and so on. If it was a theory of it, we wouldn't achieve nothing. Right? So the wisdom of God is applied revelation. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, and in verse 24 to 25, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. That is, you heard my word and you did it. You are a wise man. Hearing it alone was not enough. Doing it was important. In Luke chapter 11, verse 49, concerning the word of God, he said, so saith the wisdom of God. So the word of God is the wisdom of God. Jeremiah chapter 8 and in verse 9, he said, the wise men are ashamed. That is the worldly wise people. They are dismayed and taken. Now, lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is in them? The word of the Lord is the container of the wisdom of God. Am I communicating at all? When you see two Christians and two ministers and two pastors doing things and they are having different results, it means there is something this one knows that he is doing that the other one does not know and is not doing. Wisdom is applied revelation. I speak to someone here today. God is about to show you something out of Scripture that is going to change the whole of your life and the whole of your destiny and the whole of your business and the whole of your marriage. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest, amen. Is anybody getting anything here at all? Number three, what is the wisdom of God? This will excite some people here. The wisdom of God is access to super natural creativity and workmanship. Access to supernatural creativity and workmanship. Supernatural creativity. In Exodus chapter 28 and in verse 3, the Bible speaking, it said, "And you shall speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office." To create Aaron's garment, the spirit of wisdom was needed. To create Aaron's garment, it was creativity. Am I communicating at all? In Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 all the way to verse 6, he also talked about, say, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying," he said, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah." He said, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship and craftsmanship to devise cunning work, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones to set them and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship." Go ahead. I said all the way to verse 6. "And behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee." Am I communicating at all? If you are in the creative realm, whatever brings you into the realm of creativity, the wisdom of God is needed. It's needed. It was with wisdom God created the earth. The design of the earth, the atmospheres, the stratospheres, the hemispheres, the Milky Way galaxies, the starry sky appearance where you see the beauty of these constellations and the stars at night. I remember some time ago we traveled somewhere and we went to, an aquarium or something, and I saw diverse colors of fishes. The creativity of it was unbelievable. That Jehovah just sprayed some color and so on and so forth. And you look at creation, you look at different animals, you will see the creativity of the Creator. In Psalm 104 and in verse 24, the Bible speaking about, he said, "Oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou created them." You manufacture them. "All the earth is full of thy riches." In Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 12, he said, "The Lord has made the earth by his power. He established the world by his wisdom. He stretched the heavens out by his discretion," which is the same as wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 19, we again see how the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding established the heavens. Am I communicating? You become a genius. You become a guru in your realm of creative art, in your realm of performing art, in your realm of musical art, in your realm of graphic design, in your realm of architectural design, in your realm of fashion designs, in your realm, whatever realm you found yourself, you come to a point where you are literally outstanding. Some are going to be getting designs in their dreams of the night, in revelations, in visions. You are just going to be seeing things that do not exist by the wisdom of God. And I am here to announce to somebody, iconic designs, iconic creativity, things that did not and have not existed are going to come out of your hands in this season that will lead you to your releases, will lead you to your recoveries, will lead you to your multiplications and replications. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your voice and your hands and say, "I connect with the wisdom of God." Hallelujah. As
So are you understanding something? What we are talking about is beyond yourself. Somebody is very, very cunning. It's not cunningness. It's far beyond that realm. It is a supernatural realm of creativity that is beyond just cunningness. That is wisdom. Let me give you the final one for this service. Number four, the wisdom of God is access to profitable action steps. Access, supernatural access to profitable action steps. The wisdom of God guarantees a profitable course for life's actions. Where wisdom is lacking, people are buried in losses. Where wisdom is present, people explode in profit. For wisdom is profitable. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Wisdom is profitable. Wisdom is profitable. Wisdom is profitable. Wisdom guarantees profit. It assists in living profitably. Let me say it like this. The wisdom of God helps to know the best decision to take within a given set of options. You have many options. Wisdom tells you this is the best decision. Am I communicating? That was what Solomon did in his iconic landmark judgment. It helps you to know the best decision to take within a given set of options. 1 Kings chapter 3, the story of two prostitutes that lived in one house, and they slept until, now they had two children, the child of this one, child of, and the one, and they slept, and the child of one of the prostitutes died. And in the morning they began to struggle for the living child. Is it possible for somebody not to know his child or her child? This one said it's mine, the other one said it's mine. They brought the case to King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 24 to 28. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two. Give half to the one and half to the other woman. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, oh my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. Because one day, child will know the mother, and mother will know the child. And my child that I carried for 6 months and labored to bring forth should be cut in two. It's better he is alive and it's not mine than for him to be dead and it's still not mine. So give her the living child. The other woman said, no, let it neither be my own or her own. Divide it. And the king answered and said, oh, give this other woman the living child. Don't by any means slay it. She's the owner. The one who said don't kill the child is the owner of the child. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. And they feared the king for what? For they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. How did Solomon arrive at that decision? The wisdom of God. How did he know what to do at that spur of the moment? The wisdom of God. I speak by prophecy to someone here today. That same wisdom of God shall assist your decisions in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. That same wisdom of God shall help your life's decisions in the name of Jesus.
So, the wisdom of God is supernatural access to answers. And the wisdom of God is access to an application of revelational light and insight from Scripture. And the wisdom of God is creativity, workmanship, and the wisdom of God. Supernatural access to profitable action steps. Most of us have taken regrettable steps in life for lack of wisdom. The question is, what is the secret of wisdom?
What do I do to arrive at the wisdom of God? Number one, ask the Lord for wisdom at the place of prayer.
Wisdom is not assumed. Wisdom is demanded.
In James chapter 1 verse 5, it said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not,
and it shall be given him. Shall be given him. At the place of prayer, ask for wisdom. That was what Solomon did. We just read about Solomon. Number two, access the wisdom of God by the help of the Spirit. Access the wisdom of God by the help of the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom.
A major assignment and a major ministry of the Holy Spirit is the impartation of wisdom. In Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 15 all the way to verse 17, Ephesians chapter 1, it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of him. And the eyes
of your understanding being enlightened. The spirit of God is the spirit of wisdom.
Every time
you flow in the spirit, you flow in wisdom.
I have accessed a lot of wisdom by flowing at the frequency of the spirit. When you pray a lot in the spirit, you are functioning in the dimension of the wisdom of God. And I believe that as we receive the flow of the Holy Spirit this morning, in this Holy Ghost service, that wisdom will flow upon somebody. And if you are the one, say a louder amen.
Lift up your right hand. Just thank him for his word. Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you.
Lift up your right hand.
Let your living water, let it flow by my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation. Oh Lord,
all my cares and burdens unto you. Sing to the Father, sing to Jesus, oh my Jesus, oh Jesus, Holy Spirit. This place, The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this land. All the prophet said he should be.
And all over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters covers the sea, all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said he should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
As the water covers the sea. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as a prophet said there should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. All the water covers the sea.
Lift up your hands high. I see an impartation of the Spirit of wisdom. I see an impartation of grace for deliverance and healings and breakthroughs and open doors. I see someone is looking for answers and solutions, receiving the answers and the solutions right now. I see someone trusting God for light out of Scripture, receiving the light right now. I see someone trusting God for the dimension of creativity, receiving it right now. I see somebody trusting God to take steps that are profitable, receiving. Lift your hands at the count of seven. You will place your hand on your head and scream, "I receive," and begin to blast in tongues, and something will come upon you. Father, let there be this deposit of the Spirit of wisdom on the life of your son, the life of your daughter, the life of your children. Let it be released right now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready at all? Lift your hand. That's fine. That's fine. And when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, Mahashada, there is no need to worry. Hey, 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 there is no need to be Mahashada, hey, my ya, for the victory is yours. And when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, my ya, the spell. I see the spell of confusion. The spell of confusion being broken right now. The spell of foolishness, foolish actions being broken right now. La ya.
And when you are there,
lift your hands now, the count of seven. You place your hands on your head and scream, "I receive," and something shall drop on you. Blasting tongues at the top of your voice. Father, let it drop in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I receive.
Receive it. Le Lift up your hands where you are and just pray quietly in the spirit. For just now, the Lord broke some yokes quickly, and for the sake of time, you came with ulcer. God just delivered you from that ulcer. Somebody with a flank pain on the right hand side, like a kidney situation, God healed you. A right ear is opened. Migraine headache, that affliction left back to hell just now, and the right eye of somebody has just been healed. Now I take authority over the spirit of depression and the spirit of discouragement and every suicidal tendency in the life of anyone here. The tenure of the enemy is over in your life. Lift up your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I receive my freedom from every agenda of the enemy. I shall fulfill my days. I receive total freedom from every distraction, every spirit of depression, every discouragement. I receive deliverance now. Lift your hands at the count of three. Receive it. Receive your deliverance. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Scream, I receive. Precious name, it is done. You got a deliverance, you got an encounter, something left you, and the ulcer, the flank pain, the ear open, the migraine, the depression left you, the right eye got healed. Just let us know what happened to you just now. But for the rest of us, lift up your hands and give the King of Kings a 60-second shout of victory. 1, 2, 3, go! Shout, shout, shout! And get your feet. Shout, 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 shout. Give him a shout of victory. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Odegu, degu. Odegu, degu.
Check yourself clearly, quickly, and let us know.
Degu, degu, degu. Odegu, degu.
Oh, my child, what a good boy. Oh, my child, Somebody believe something is changing in your life. Give him the shout of victory. Listen to this. He said, who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, he frustrates the talkings of liars, makes diviners mad. He disappoints the device of the crafty, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. I am anointed to announce to you today that a satanic agenda has just been destroyed. An occultic manipulation. Listen to this. That assignment they gave over your life and over your family has just been terminated. That satanic project on your life, that satanic project against your family, against your destiny, has just been terminated. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Yes, sharp.
Sir, he said he came in with a migraine headache that had lasted for about 2 weeks and also a toothache. He came into the service with those.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
Lift your hands. Father, thank you. Power of the Holy Ghost. You are completely free in Jesus' name.
Also pain that for as long as she can remember, also healed by the power of God.
Are you in the ushering? Ushering with us. Today's the end of it. Power of the Holy Ghost, be free, and every limitation on your life and on your destiny is over.
Locked right shoulder, she said, in the midst of the ministration.
Has been locked for how long?
For 3 months. 3 months.
In the midst of the ministration, it's got unlocked. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Move it, let's say. Everything the devil locked in your life, lift your hands. Father, thank you for victory. Every demonic is arrow. It's an arrow of the enemy. It's an arrow. I see an arrow on that leg as well. Go back to hell in the name of Jesus. Find out if there's something on the leg. I see. In the name of Jesus, every demonic arrow fired into your body, into your business, into your resources, and into your finances, the arrow is retrieved and refired.
You can't believe this, sir. Raise, on the leg. You can't believe this, sir.
Are you people seeing this? I see an arrow on the leg as well. Ask her if there is anything on the leg. Are you just sitting like that and looking?
When the fear moves in me.
This is the kind of thing that it appears like somebody told you before. This is the kind of thing that appears as if something was arranged somewhere.
No.
I'm praying for her hand, and the Lord is showing me the arrow specifically on the right leg. I say this is not just hand pain, it's an arrow, it's on the leg as well.
There's power on that leg too.
Let's see. Mashakalala. He came here like that. And this was for how long?
Almost 3 years now.
Oh my God. Stand up on your feet. Masha Toko Bagadakalaka. Move that leg. Check it now because it's returned back to her.
Genuine, authentic.
Hola. Ya 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 ya
Move that leg. Move that leg and confirm to us that you are free. I want us to use this opportunity to retrieve and refire back to sender every arrow. Some of you, your arrow is not in the leg or in the hand. Your arrow is in your finances. Your arrow is in your business. The arrow of the enemy came against your resources, came against your destiny, came against your marital life. And that arrow is about to return back to hell. Lift up your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every
Jesus.
Demonic arrow,
every demonic arrow,
send into my life.
Send into my life.
Send into my destiny.
Into my destiny.
You are returning back,
you are
to,
returning
hell.
Back to hell.
Oh, your mind.
Oh, your mind.
Get sent.
Get sent.
Bah! Congratulations. You are going to return back before this week is out to testify that whatever the devil is sending your way, whatever the devil sent your way has returned back to who sent it. Give the Lord a shout. Take your seat. Yes.
Sir, Brother, God's power, as you rightly declared, has suffered from pain on the right flank for 3 weeks.
Wow.
As word went forth, the pain disappeared.
Incredible. Lift your hands. In Jesus' name, power of the Holy Ghost, we give you the praise. We have several other testimonies here and all manner of things that God has done here. If it's going up, then what can you?
He came all the way from Enugu.
He came all the way from Enugu?
Yes. He said he's been afflicted with hernia pain for 10 years.
Hernia?
Yes.
Hernia, not just not.
Yes.
Even hernia for 10 years.
Yes. It comes periodically. At times it will come after prayers, it will go. But while the ministration prayer was going on, I felt it relief.
Yes. Before then, you saw. What did you see?
Yes, I came all the way from Enugu. I was praying. Then in a vision, I saw the crucifix of Jesus Christ, and I saw Pastor Paul Enete. He wore suit and stood before the crucifix like this. Then when I woke up from the prayer, I now started asking questions. Then the Spirit of God said, I should go to Pastor Paul Enete to lay hands on me and declare words upon me.
Wow.
That's why I'm here.
And when he came, that pain took off, sir.
Congratulations. What the enemy has stolen, they have found. It doesn't matter. Those my two rotundic friends. Don't send them back. The word of God is true. What the enemy has stolen, they are found. The Lord is showing that the devil took a lot of things from you. Finance-wise, resource-wise, and in every other wise, there is a stealing process, physical and spiritual, that is being recovered.
Amen. Amen.
Ask him. Amen. Somebody say, everything the enemy has taken from my life. There are people here, the devil has been stealing from you. You have been losing things in the physical and losing things in the spiritual. Just things are missing all the time. Even in the speech, in the vision, in the dream, you see your things missing all the time. In the physical, you see your things missing all the time. I am here anointed to announce what the devil has taken from your life is recovered. Is recovered, help us. What the devil has taken from you, what the devil has taken from you, is restored. I prophesy restoration. I prophesy restoration. I prophesy restoration. Receive it back. Receive your favor back. Receive your favor back. Receive your dignity back. Receive your destiny back. Receive your resources back. Somebody lift your hands to your voice and say, I receive back. I receive them back. I receive them back.
Daddy, that prophecy was very accurate. He said he is surrounded by occultic forces and that he has been seeing visions of revelations of greatness. Several things, houses, all manner of things. But
leadership,
yes,
business. I was in vision, they showed me the demand. I saw the demand.
They've been telling me that I'll open companies, even construction companies.
Oh, yes, but what has been happening in the physical?
Today, it's just empty. It's empty.
Everything the devil has taken and stolen from you, restoration. I said restoration. I declare restoration in the name of Jesus.
What brought my loaded guys here?
The mother said on Monday last week, stroke Tuesday, she had a dream where this one was being flogged in the dream. And then he woke up from that dream limping on this right leg. They came in for the healing and deliverance service last Tuesday, and he got his healing. But in the course of these ministrations, he told the mother he wants to come out and testify.
Wow.
Because it wasn't taken last week. This came with running temperature this morning and was healed.
Wow. The Lord bless you all. One thing is that these guys are not hungry at all. They are far from hunger. Fully loaded. Full option. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed and you are preserved.
Flogged in the night, limping in the day. Every arrow from the pit of hell, stand upon your feet and surround and make demands on the preservation of God on your family. On your family, on your children, on your loved ones. Lift up your voice and say after me. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree divine preservation on my life, on my family, on my children. On my loved ones. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you regarding my family. Open your mouth and pray right now. The blood of Jesus is against you regarding my family, regarding my children, regarding my loved ones. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. Those of you in the front, please you might return back to your seat, except if there are one or two. We can take them in the second service. Right? Lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive total freedom
for my life,
for my family,
and for my children.
Lift up your hands. That shows that somebody here, the devil said you wouldn't have children. Your children is already guaranteed. Blessed be your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to use this opportunity to invite everyone forward here who need Jesus in your life. You have seen the miracle working power of God, manifestations of his power and his spirit here today. Please don't sit down here. But you have not given your life to Jesus. You need help from above. You need mercy from above. You need today to mark a turning point for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front here and let us pray for you. Quickly, pick your Bibles and bags. The rest you can take your seat now. You want to be genuinely born again. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. I'll give you the count of 7. Quickly, come forward. 1.
Give me your life.
2.
Give me your life.
Give me your life. 3.
It's waiting for
you. Why don't you give me your life? Give him. Oh. 3. Won't you give me your life? Give him your life. You are backsliding, or you backslid and you want to return back to God, or you are bound by a lifestyle, you are bound by a habit, something that you want God to break from your life, you also pick your Bibles and bags and come forward. Addictions, tobacco smoking, pornographic addiction, alcoholism, Indian hymn, whatever it is, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come forward. Go ahead with the song.
Give
yes, you want to stop a bad habit, keep coming. 1, 2, 3.
It's waiting
for everybody. Place your right hand on your chest. Everyone standing and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' precious name. Amen.